Imagine you live in a place where your identity is expected to be concealed. Your face, your voice, your ideas, you are hidden. Imagine that merely showing one aspect of that identity, your face, would result in such offense that some looking at you would threaten to kill you. And now imagine that the root cause of all that horror and disgust, an expectation of invisibility, is because you are a woman. A woman who has stepped into a room full of men without her veil. You did not do this as an act of rebellion, no. You did this as a symbol. The tearing down of century-old expectations and traditions that have bound people from progress. This is the story of a woman from 19th century Iran who was called Tahere. She was a distinguished woman who, from the beginning, defied all odds about how a woman was supposed to behave in our society. Now, since then, the world has, as a whole, progressed in the advancement of women, although we still have a long way to go. We frequently witness how institutionalized sexism and confining societal beliefs chain women to an unjust cycle. But this path towards equality that we're treading on, it's been paved by the courageous and sacrificial acts of those who have come before us. And it's by delving into their stories that we can persevere and continue our fight for progress. To truly understand the story of Tahere, we can't look at her from the lens of the society in which we live today. We now live in a time where in many places, women and men are integrated. Women work alongside men in the workplace and mingle freely in social settings. This was not the case in 19th century Iran. Men and women were strictly segregated. Women did not have many civil rights in Iran or in other parts of the world. Let's keep in mind that it wasn't until 1920 that women gained the right to vote in the United States. So in such an environment where century-old dogmatic ideas ruled the society, emerged Tahere. So the story of Tahere begins in the year 1814 in the city of Qazvin, which is located about 100 miles northwest of the capital. She was born to a scholarly family that educated their women, and this was not a common practice by any means. From a young age, she showed great talent in her studies, which included Islamic theology, as Shia Islam was the faith she was brought up in, Quranic interpretations, literature, the arts, and with bold strokes of her pen, she wrote this beautiful mystic poetry that to this day is a well-known part of Persian literature. I want to share a few lines from one of her most popular poems with you. I would explain all my grief, dot by dot, point by point. If heart to heart we talk and face to face we meet. To catch a glimpse of you, I am wandering like the wind, from house to house, door to door, from place to place, street to street. We can see in these lines that it's as though Tahere was on the search for something, for someone. As a young woman, married and with children, through her own study of the Quran, as well as the ideas that were circulating the religious discourse of the time, she strongly believed that a new religious era was approaching, and it would be ushered in by the arrival of a new prophet. And in the midst of an unhappy marriage with a man who fiercely opposed her scholarly pursuits and her quest to find what she was looking for, she left. She left and she traveled to the city of Karbala, which was the center of Shia Islamic learning at the time. I think it's important to realize how radical of an act this was for a woman in her position to go against the wishes of her family and her societal obligations in the pursuit of knowledge. In Karbala, Tahere's world changed. She came to recognize a man titled the Bab, meaning the gate, as a prophet who was calling people to recognize that they were living in a turning point in human history. The time had come for religion to evolve. And Tahere fiercely believed in the Bab's message that people need to arise and become spiritually awakened. And the Bab taught that this spiritual awakening would come about by the arrival of yet another prophet whose teachings would bring peace and prosperity to the whole world. And years later, it would become clear that this prophet the Bab was speaking of was Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith. So quickly, Tahereh became a devoted follower and leader of the Bob's movement. And while she succeeded in teaching many men the message of the Bob, she also empowered and taught the wives and mothers of her colleagues, as well as many other women who were likely ignored in their capacity to understand the Bob's message underestimated. Tahereh can be personified as a woman of action. She exemplifies this admonition from the Baha'i writings: let deeds, not words, be your adorning. She herself relayed the same message to one of her colleagues, telling him, let deeds, not words, testify to thy faith, if thou art a man of true learning. Cease idly repeating the traditions of the past, for the day of service, of steadfast action, is come. And Tahereh was true to her words. She fought boldly against those traditions of the past, and one way she did this was by removing her veil. The event of her unveiling occurred at a conference in the city of Badasht, where 80 Babi leaders came together to discuss the future of the Babi religion, as well as how it was going to break away from its Islamic past. Tahereh was the only woman. And one evening, she stepped out into a room of her colleagues without her veil, causing panic and horror to be unleashed. No woman had ever dared to do such a thing before. But by doing this, Tahereh began breaking those barriers that existed between an old era and a new one. Tahereh's life was short-lived after the conference. She was captured by government officials, and she refused to recant her faith or accept her traditional role, and she was consequently put to death. Shoghi Effendi, the guardian of the Baha'i faith, writes that sacrifices in the path of one's religion produce always immortal results. Out of the ashes rises the phoenix. Tahereh sacrificed her life for the absolute love and devotion she had to the Bab's message. And the phoenix that arose from that sacrifice was a blueprint for a new era, the message of Baha'u'llah, a religion completely different to the ones of the past, one that taught that men and women are equal, that science and religion can be in harmony with each other, that there is one human race, and that peace and unity in the world is possible. Now that Tahereh had a role in the empowerment of women and a significant role in religious history, but for me, Tahereh is an emblem of courage. Her story reminds me that the fight for progress is not won by passive words, but by bold action. And as our generation looks to the future and to what we want to accomplish, we're lucky that unlike Tahereh, we don't have to be alone. We can band together, and out of the ashes of our heroes, arise and triumph over our challenges.